Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Single Father Podcast with your host, Father Deasy, where we talk about the joys and challenges of raising kids on our own. Join us for inspiring stories, practical advice, and a healthy dose of humor as we navigate the ups and downs of single fatherhood together. Follow us for the latest episodes, behind-the-scenes content, and a community of fellow single dads. Relationships, parenting, mental health. Let's vent together.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and otherwise. It is your host, Kendall Doniker, a.k.a. Father Deasy, here to make life a little bit more easy by giving you a look inside my journal on what I call the Single Father Podcast. In this podcast, we explore the joys and challenges of being a single father. I give you a look inside my life when it comes to mental health, relationships, parenting, and everything in between. I hope you can join me for a healthy dose of humor as we discuss what makes things for us stronger, harder, and potentially even more challenging. But I'm glad I got you guys here together with me so we can have a nice venting session together. Thank you for allowing me to vent with you. Again, I am Father Deasy here. Guys, you'll have to excuse me, I'm a little under the weather. So this episode is going to be a little bit of a Q&A from a lot of the fans and the dedicated listeners that I have out there. I'm just going to be answering some questions and taking some comments and things like that. And I hope that makes a good episode for you guys. I didn't have a lot to talk about this week. I've been really so sick. And I hope it doesn't show on the podcast, but I'm just so under the weather. It started out as strep throat, and then it kind of got into a territory of just full on, I'm sick. So, yeah. So with that being said, we can just jump right into it. But first and foremost, once again, thank you guys for listening to the Single Father Podcast. Without you guys listening, I wouldn't be here talking to myself. So it's nice to have fans out there that support me. In the next coming episodes, I'm going to be taking on some deeper topics, hopefully having some amazing guests on the show. Last week's episode was amazing, speaking to author Andy Heller about co-parenting, divorce, and just getting some practical advice when it comes to how to handle things better. I've already been interjecting that into a lot of what I do on a daily basis, when it comes to how I communicate with my co-parent and really how I go about things and how I react to things as well. So, I want to thank him again. That was one of my favorite episodes. It really was. And I hope to have him back again, in the next couple months just to do a little recap or follow up. So that'd be nice. And look, follow us on social media. It really helps. It's at the Single Father Podcast pretty much everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. The only thing I'm not on is Twitter. I have my own personal Twitter at Kendall Doniker. Just follow us. We're always posting cool things and you can stay up to date with the latest episodes and maybe get some behind the scenes content as well. So that'd be great. I'm trying full-blown video podcasts now, so the videos will be posted to our YouTube channel at the Single Father Podcast. To be able, if you want to see my beautiful mug, check out our YouTube. So thank you. Other housekeeping is we have a Patreon. If you want to become a patron of the podcast, support the podcast. Look, it's just the price of a cup of coffee. You can do $5 a month. We have 5, 10, 15. We have different tiers. I forgot which one's which, but there's tiers where I give you guys a shout out on every episode. You have voting power over upcoming episodes. We have a Facebook group, a community exclusive to our Patreon groups that we can communicate with and bond with each other on. Check out our Patreon. It's just patreon.com/the Single Father Podcast and support the show. It really helps. Because, you know, I think that will be the key into really taking the podcast to the next level and just doing more amazing things. And again, I'm sorry for my voice. I'm sorry for not having a full on, you know, a venting session when it comes to an episode. You know, my daughter got me sick and then I had strep, and, you know, it's just, you know, it's a mess. But yeah. Anyways, I'm trying new things on the podcast. Let me know what you think. By the way, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, all you have to do is email me at hello@ventpack.org. And then the subject line, you can just write venting session or guest spot, and write to me a little bit about who you are and why you want to be on the show, what you want to discuss, and we can make it happen. Yeah. Or if you have any suggestions on who should be on the show, email them to me as well. I'm always open to having real conversations with people and having different experiences and things like that. I think it's nice to get a taste of other people's lives, you know. All right. So with that being said, I am going to read some questions. By the way, how do you get a question to me on the podcast? Usually on the podcast, what we do is at the end of every episode, I like to do a section of the podcast called Mailbag. I don't do it on every episode, but when I can, and when it's not running overtime, I'll do a mailbag session. And what that is, what is mailbag? It's basically you email me at hello@ventpack.org. That's ventpack.org. And basically in the subject line, just type mailbag and write to me a question. All questions are going to be anonymous. You know, write to me a question and I'll have an answer on the show. It's nice. I like having your guys' questions. I like answering it. If you have any question to me, if it's appropriate, I'll read it on the show and hopefully get some clarity to whatever you want to know. So with that being said, I'm gonna spend the whole episode really just doing mailbag, and it's gonna be a shorter episode than usual. Like I said, I'm really sick, but when I feel better, we'll get back into the swing of things. But without further ado, let's take it from Anonymous. Anonymous asked, last week's episode was interesting. How did you apply that to your co-parenting situation now? Is anything better? Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the deciding factor if everything's better. I just got, literally just now, I don't know if you guys could hear my phone buzzing, but I got a message from my co-parent, my child's mother. And here will be, that nothing is, yeah. So I just read that message, and I'll tell you what, I don't know if anything's better per se. What I will say is I think I have a better understanding on how to handle certain situations and how to deal with them. I, for whatever reason, the last 4 years being a co-parent, has been super challenging for me because being a co-parent the last 4 years has been super challenging for me because I think I've had an expectation of how I thought this would be and things like that. And it's not it, you know? So when you ask me if things are better, I think with everything, you know, it takes time. It won't happen overnight. Change takes time. And, you know, it's only been a few weeks or maybe a week and a half. So I don't know. All I can say is, I think I have a better understanding on how to deal with certain situations. So are things better? Not really. But, I have a much better capacity on how to, handle situations or conversations that may irritate me. All right. Excuse me. Again, I'm sick. Next question. Anonymous writes, how do you feel about your child's mother's boyfriend? I don't know. I've said this before. I have no, well, here's what I will say. What I respect about him, and I don't really know him, to be honest with you. What I respect about him is every single fight that I've ever had with my child's mother, or argument or disagreement or whatever, spat, whatever you want to say. Every single time, he has never once interjected himself ever. And I'll tell you what, that was always one of my biggest fears. Not that I'm scared of any, look, I don't know how to say it respectfully. I'm not scared of anything. But one of my biggest fears was creating a situation for myself that would further irritate everything in my life. Meaning, I'm sure there is situations out there where the mother's boyfriend does interject himself and say something. And look, by the way, I mean, nothing I've, as far as I'm concerned, nothing I said has ever been out of pocket. So, you know, what I like is that our disagreements between, you know, my daughter's mother and I stay between us, and it doesn't have to anything to really do with, him. So that's what I appreciate. But, you know, him as a person, I've said this before, something I didn't like was me not being able to, you know, sit down and grab a beer with the guy and getting to know the person who's around my daughter. That really bothered me to an extent that I let go pretty much, but it bothered me. But, you know, I spoke about this in a previous episode. My friend told me something about that, and he was like, well, you know, if you go out with him and grab a beer and you decide you don't like him, what does that do for you other than confirm you don't like him? You know, what would it really do? Even if you didn't like him, if you did or didn't like him, what could you really do? So, I think it's all about having, you know, control over the things I can control and accepting the things that I can't control. So the point was, you know, even if I didn't like the guy, what could I really do about it? So, I didn't like that I couldn't grab a beer with him and get to know him, but, you know, I guess in hindsight, what would that really matter to me anyway? So I don't know. Overall, I don't really know the guy, and yeah, I hasn't tremendously bothered me yet. So yeah. Next question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years when it comes to your baby mother? I don't know what that means. I think that question could be interpreted many different ways. If you're talking relationship-wise, nada. That's off the table beyond any fathom of possibilities. But if you're talking, you know, when it comes to our co-parenting relationship, I don't know. I hope I'm approaching life with an open mind and an embracing heart. I don't have tremendous assumptions about anything anymore. You know, there was, I think, two episodes ago, I was speaking about how I said things will never change. And then, you know, my daughter swallowed a magnet, and I saw her mom for the first time in like 2 years, and we actually shared a laugh with each other, and, you know, it made me a little hopeful. So I don't know. I have no idea. You know, it could be worse, could be better. I know there's a few things that, I'm concerned about, but, I'm a bit of a, I'm the type of guy that kind of likes to think about the future a lot, which is kind of not a very good thing, to be honest with you. I'm a big planner. I like to know things right away. So, I guess to summarize that, I'm impatient. So, you know, I overthink a lot, and what I'm trying to do now is to kind of just let things sit and settle and be in the moment. And, I don't really feel a need to overthink things anymore. So that's kind of my biggest thing I'm working on when it comes to my personal self, is kind of letting things be. To your overall question, you know, like I said, I don't know. I'm kind of just going with the flow, baby. All right. Next question. Any relationship advice for a single father? I don't know. I would ask you for advice, to be honest. I'm not really having a ton of luck in the relationship department. So, like I said, I would ask you. All I can say is not only a single parent, but every parent has come in a situation where you know, someone says, I actually, just the other day, to be honest, I forgot. Just the other day, I'm on a date, and it was super casual. It was like a coffee date. So it wasn't a huge investment, but, I'm on a coffee date and I'm talking to this girl about my life, and then comes, hey, well, first, every time I'm on a date, I like to.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's kind of like my sales tactic. I like to ask a ton of questions about them. So I'm letting her speak for a very long time. And then she asks me about myself, and I tell her about my family. And then I tell her I have a daughter. And then I could see visually in her face, she was taken back by it. And then later in the conversation, she was like, yeah, you know, I was a little thrown back by you having a daughter, and I'm not ready to be a mother. And which is always kind of a peculiar thing to say to me, because it's like, what are you talking about? I never even said that you would ever meet her. You know, who said anything about you being a mother? And you know, and it used to bother me a lot, because, you know, it's like, how I'm not, what difference is there besides me having a child? But what other, I'm still the same person. Like I'm still young. I still like to go out. I like concerts. I like music. I like food. I'm like, everything that you want to do, I can do. Right. And I have my daughter 1 week on, 1 week off. And even if I had her full time, seriously, I mean, how am I that, different? Yeah, I'm mature. I'm a whole ass dad, but you know, it's like, oh, well, you just want to get married. And I don't know, because I mean, I don't know what the thought process is. I'm not ready to be a mother. I get that. You know, I'm not ready to be, I don't know. It really bugs me sometimes, because I'm like, there's nothing I asked of you. I am just simply, I don't know, I'm the same person. So that statement kind of bugs me, or it did. But now, you know, when she told me that, I was kind of like relieved, because nowadays when someone tells me I'm, you know, I'm not with a kid or whatever, you know, I kind of thank them, because I'm like, okay, well, you're not the one for me. And it's like the mantra of every single parent, not even a father, but every parent out there, the mantra is, my person will be more than accepting of me having, my bonus package, my partner in crime, you know, my daughter, you know, my child, she's a bonus, not baggage. So, with every single parent, I'm, you know, that definitely comes up, but, you know, it really doesn't bother me anymore. You know, because it's like, you did me a favor. Now I know that you're not the one, and I can spend my time somewhere else. And truthfully, if someone tells you that, do you really even want to pursue them further when it comes to thinking about your future? Someone who doesn't really like kids or want kids, do you want them around your kid? I don't really know that. To be the best thing, you know, I don't know. I dated this one girl, not dated, but I guess I was talking pretty, I don't know. I was talking to this one girl, she had a kid, and I tried to get with it, but I truthfully despised her child. I really did. And I know that's awful to say, but I hated her kid. I hated him. And he was just a bad kid. I mean, some of you are like, why? But I'm sure. But yeah, he was just a bad kid. And, I felt like, well, that's rude to say. I don't know if he was a, I don't want to say he was a bad kid. I mean, every kid is just lovely, but you know, I think a lot of you out there know what I mean. I wasn't vibing with her kid. And ultimately maybe it had something to do with me. Here's why you should never be offended if someone tells you that. Even because, listen, they did you a favor. And even if you don't get it, even if it does kind of offend you, you can't act like it, because internally, I think some of us can get it, right? I don't know if I can be a step parent to somebody else's kid. I don't know if that's me, right? And the people who think that, you have to accept that, you know, like that's valid. Me personally, I don't know if I could be a step parent to someone else's kid. I tried it. I wasn't vibing with the kid. And this sounds horrible too, but you know, but then you start to think about your own parenting style. And I'm like, everything that she did as a parent, I would have done the opposite. And, you know, it just wasn't a vibe. And I kind of just, I let it go. So, yeah, I don't know. All I can say is, you know, that's a tough one as far as dating, but I don't know. I'm a big believer in just being yourself, being honest, being open, and not trying to force anything. Look, if someone's not vibing with you having a kid, then look, they did you a favor. There's no need to act rude to that person, but in all seriousness, you can be like, okay, thank you, next. You know, Ariana Grande voice. Next question. How often do you make time for yourself when having a kid? I mean, all the time. I mean, even when she's here, I take constant naps, or I try to. And the problem with having, you know, a kid and making time for yourself is you have to create a plan. And I wasn't really on board with that at first, because I wanted to just wing it, wake up every day, wing it and be spontaneous. And you can at some times do that, but I like to have a plan involved too. You know, I like to plan my weeks out a little bit. And that goes a little bit back to, you know, kind of my OCD about looking towards the future. But I think when I wake up, I know what I'm making for breakfast for Layla. I know what's for dinner. You know, I know what our plan is for today. You know, I have a scheduled time for us to have father-daughter time. You know, there's a time for her to nap. There's a time for her playtime. There's a time for me to nap. There's a time for me to play games. There's a time for us at nighttime to watch a movie together, for her to wind down. You know, there's a routine that we follow. And I think part of making time for yourself is by having that routine. So, you know, I make time for myself all the time, but, I have a routine. All right. Next question. Have you ever tried to manage a date while having your daughter? Yeah, I have. I mean, I just use anything that's available to me. I mean, my family sometimes is available. Sometimes, if I'm going on like a quick coffee date, my gym actually has like a little daycare thing. I can drop Layla off for like 2 hours and go on like a little coffee date, maybe at the gym or something. And I don't know, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, it's bound to happen. So yes, that has happened. Sorry guys, I need to take a sip of tea. I am very, very sick. Hold on. All right. Next question. What is your favorite movie to put on when you're having a date? I don't know. That's a silly question. But really, I don't know. I like to ask what they want to watch, and they'll ultimately say, I don't know. And then I pick something, and then, you know, I don't know. But to be honest with you, when it goes back to dating advice, I don't think watching a movie at your house is a very good first date, because I mean, and I've changed on that attitude, because me, like when I was younger, like I said, my dad really, no disrespect, but for those of you who have been listening to my podcast a while, you know, my parents didn't really show me very chivalrous visuals when it came to their relationship. And I don't think my dad really taught me how to be a gentleman. So, you know, what I learned from love and things like that and dating was the movies. And I got frustrated because every single movie is just the guy inviting a girl over to his house. He cooks, you know, he has like an apron on or something, and they have wine and they just have a dinner on the kitchen counter or bar, a table, and it's a beautiful rom-com there, right? And that's what I've learned from every single movie. Literally, think about it. It happens in every single movie pretty much, where it's just like a first date is, you know, I'll cook for you. And I've always thought that that's it, right? And so I've always went for that. But of course, you know, girls think, you know, if you're trying to get me over your house, you just want to fuck, or they're, you know, they don't know, they're worried about safety, or, you know, and I get it. But I got so frustrated because I'm like, this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, I'm like, what am I, I've moved away from, first dates at the house. And if you really want a first date, to be nice, you know, pick somewhere. If you have the bread, do like something kind of quirky or interesting. I'd say maybe like an escape room or maybe a sushi date or something like that. Or, if you're strapped for cash or you want to make it a little bit more casual, you're not sure if you really are interested in the person, maybe a coffee date. That's always like a really easy and clean break too. Like that, like I said, the girl I was meeting with the other day that told me she's not really for kids, it was such a clean break. It was like, oh, we just had coffee. Oh, well, I got a coffee and I'm just going to go about my day, you know? I like those. But as far as movies go, I don't know, man. That's a silly question. Next question. This is relevant. How do you feel about sex on the first date? I'd say no. This is weird. I don't know if I can speak for every guy out there, but there's something, or even maybe girls too. You know, if there's any girls listening, which I know there are, but maybe you can email me or DM me about this, because this is interesting. Do girls have it where you sleep with someone and then you kind of just suddenly are not interested with them if it's the first time? Because it's weird. If you sleep with someone the first date, I don't know if that really, because there's no surprise anymore, you know? It's like, I don't know if I'm interested in you because I've already got all of you in one sitting, you know? I think there needs to be more of a surprise if you're really interested in someone. Maybe one or two dates first. Or if you guys are both mature, I don't know. I mean, there's nothing you couldn't do now that you can't do 3 months from now. So, maybe except anal. I don't know. That's a little big one for the first date. But I don't know. I think, that's an interesting, discussion. That I don't know if I'm fully qualified to answer, but I don't know. Very interesting. How would you feel if your daughter ever got into OnlyFans? I'm not answering that question. Next question. I think that's a disrespectful question, to be honest with you. I understand. Anyways, how would you feel? How would you feel if your kid went into OnlyFans? You know, so why would I want to discuss that? It would never happen. What are you talking about? Anyways, sorry, I didn't mean to be rude, but seriously. Next question. Sorry, I'm looking here. By the way, you know, I will answer it. It would never happen. And that's that. But, you know, that's a very tricky conversation that, you know, I don't want to get canceled or, I don't know. It's a very interesting topic. And, I love my daughter no matter what she would do. But I think there are a lot of different things that women can do anything. You know, President of the United States. I think we miss that. I don't think anyone really tells their kids that anymore. You know, I remember growing up, the American thing to say was, you could be President of the United States. You could be an astronaut. You could do anything. You could be a pilot. I think that's kind of lost in today's society. You know, it's like, all right, you could dance or do OnlyFans. And like, I get it, you know, I teach their own, but I think there's a lot of things people can do, and I'll support whatever my daughter wants to do. So, but yeah, over my dead body. Anyways, what do you do for work? I'm a national shipping, I'm a national sales director for a shipping and fulfillment center. It's called Rocket Shippers and I love it. Yeah, I love it. And, my bosses are amazing and very cool. And, yeah. And I see the next question is, you know, would I ever want this to be my main job? Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, I'm very happy with what I'm with everything right now. But I mean, if I could sit back and have this podcast be my main job, of course I would do that in a heartbeat. A little bit ways to go from that as of right now. That'd be great though. I would love that so much. By the way, join our Patreon and maybe I could get there. Yeah. Next question. Have you ever dated someone that cheated on you? Of course. why'd you ask it like that? Why didn't you just ask, have you ever been cheated on? Yeah, I have. I speak about it. I spoke about it before and, you know, I can't really go into it again for.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, a couple of reasons, yeah, I have. And, you know, it affected me deeply, and I would never do that to someone. I think if you're that, and sometimes I see these TikTok videos of people like giving advice on how to cheat. And I'm like, why don't you just break up with the person? Why is it that, you know, why are you going through a whole bunch of extra steps and sweating and your heart racing and, you know, locking? I mean, it just seems like a lot of extra steps when you could just break up with the person. Next question. Have you ever been in love? Yes, I have. Or at least, I don't know. I have. I'll say I have. Yeah. Next question. Were you ever in love with your baby mama? Interesting question. I'll say I don't know. I will say I don't know. Next question. How many kids do you want? I don't know. Probably a couple more. I go in between though. Sometimes I'm like, my daughter stresses me out to the point where I feel like I'm having a heart attack. And, by the way, here's something I want to discuss. You know, self-care when you're a single parent is also important. And don't be afraid to tell someone, hey, my child is stressing me out. Look, I see a therapist and I see a psychiatrist and I see a regular doctor. And, you know, I have my entire life struggled with anxiety. I've struggled with depression. I've struggled with a lot of different things that, you know, affect my well-being and my person. And I think one of the things that I try to actively look out for is my own personal, well-being, my own personal, state of mind. And, you know, I think especially lately, my daughter has especially stressed me out in a way that is not only different, but more advanced. You know, when she was younger, and I was just telling my friend this too, it's funny. When your child is first born, it's kind of about, you know, keeping them alive and keeping them and taking care of them and feeding them and doing everything for them. And although that can be somewhat stressful, I think it's less so because it's more beautiful and new and special. And, you know, the worst thing that happens is just them crying, but really babies sleep a lot. As she gets a little older, it's more of making sure she doesn't put things in her mouth and, you know, just getting rid of some tantrums and, you know, but now at my 4-year-old, has fully formed her little personality and she has attitudes and she has not tantrums, but like really bad hissy fits. And, you know, she disrespects me and it's a lot. And I think especially doing it on my own, you know, I felt myself breaking down, crying. I felt myself wanting to explode, you know. So I went to the doctor and I said, listen, here's what's happening. My daughter is giving me a heart attack. I'm going to literally pass out and die if I don't get this taken care of. What can I do? And yeah, I mean, I've gotten prescribed, you know, some things that, you know, help me and, you know, chill out. And it's not weed. I know a lot of you are thinking weed, but no, I don't smoke weed. I'm sure that would help me chill out, but kind of hard to, you know, being in the moment and just saying, ah, I'm going to smoke a joint while you just sit there and play your Barbies. So no. But yeah, you know, I went to the doctor and said, look, my daughter's killing me. What can I do? What can you do for me? So don't be afraid to, you know, check up on your mental health because yeah, you're a single parent. You have a lot going on and, look, I mean, it can be tough for anyone. So yeah. By the way, I mean, I'll admit this to you guys right now. I mean, I'm on antidepressants. I'm taking Cymbalta. You know, it's an antidepressant that helps me and with my anxiety and my mood. And you know, I'd love to get off it one day and, or maybe not. I don't know. All I know is I'm good. All I know is in my worst moment, I felt like I couldn't go on. And in my worst moments now, you know, I still see a sliver of light at the end of the tunnel. And part of that is the motivation I have for my daughter. And part of that is just by going to the doctor and making sure that I'm all good, making sure that I'm a healthy, stable person that, you know, cares about their mental health. So, sometimes, it can be depressive, going through things on your own. So, you know, don't be afraid to check up on your mental health. And if you know anyone who's a single parent or just like you, or maybe you're not a single parent, you're just listening just cause, which I appreciate the support. Welcome. But, you know, check up on the people that you care about. Just do a little mental health check. And, sometimes I think the best thing someone told me one time is just like, I hear you. I think I'm like, I get you. Someone really listened to me and said, I hear you. And that made me feel so good. But yeah, anyways, I forgot what the original question was. next question. Where do you live? Vegas, but, that's all you're getting, creeper. what is your custody situation like? It's 50-50, 1 week on, 1 week off. I bring it up all the time, but, it is 1 week on, 1 week off. And, look, it's a good situation. Look, I brought this up, I think last episode too, but there was a lot of stigmas out there about single fathers. And I remember when I went to court, I felt like I almost got the feeling that I was at a disadvantage and I'm the one who filed for 50-50. And Nevada is a 50-50 state, but I mean, a lot of people favor the mother. And I'll say right off the bat, before I say anything else, I will say that I am well aware that in a lot of situations, maybe most situations, there are instances where that deserves to be the case, whether it's, physical abuse, emotional abuse, child abuse, sexual assaults, anything of that nature, or if the person's a shitty person, I understand that, you know, it warrants sometimes one parent to be awarded full custody. But I do think there's a really bad stigma out there about single fathers, especially within the Black community. In the Black community, I mean, look, it's obvious. Everyone has the thought out there that, you know, Black fathers don't stick around and they don't exist. And I think that's a very destigmatized and just old fashioned, well, first of all, myth, but it's proven to be a myth. It's just a lie. And it's a terrible thing to think about Black people in that fashion. But also there are situations out there where, you know, mom or dad just gets mad at the other and, you know, use the secrets that they've shared with each other or something of that nature to get awarded 50-50. And I think it is wrong to, it's called parental alienation. I think it is wrong to, say that because you're a certain gender, that you should be just automatically awarded full custody or looked on in a more favorable manner. You know, just because I'm a male, I don't think that should make me any less entitled to the child that I brought into this world than the other parent. You know what I mean? And I, like I said, I know there's certain situations where that needs to be the case, but in just a normal, you know, hey, we break up and I don't like you situation, I just don't agree with that. You know, it's horrible. And, you know, I remember looking at resources for myself when I was awarded 50-50. I'm like, well, how can I get by? And luckily, like I said, her mother wasn't breastfeeding, and so I had formula to go off of. But even that, I'm looking, how can I be supported? It's expensive. And I wasn't even aware. I forgot how I found out, but I wasn't even aware that WIC, Women, Infants, and Children, is what it stands for. Gives resources to men, and you wouldn't know because it literally says women, infants, and children. So, it doesn't really promote at all that men can get that support. And you just kind of get looked down upon. And I think that was one of the biggest heartbreaks for me being a father is I'm like, look, I'm fully all in. First of all, I'm not saying I do want this. I'm just saying, of course, I want my daughter all the time. But I'm like, you know, I of course I want full custody. You know, and I'm not saying, like, and let's be clear, I'm not saying I'm going to go after full custody. I'm good. I'm just saying, of course, I want my daughter all the time. But you know, I just feel like it was such a weird thing to be looked down upon just because I'm a black single father here in America. Just because I'm a male means I'm at a disadvantage when it comes in the court system. And, you know, that's a fact. I hate to put it like that, but it is. And that doesn't mean I don't support, I support single mothers, of course. It just means that I just want to, you know, I want a fair shot at raising my daughter just like a single mother would, you know, and minus, look, and again, minus the things that come with, that extra territory where it deserves to be that case, you know, minus the abuse or physical abuse, whatever those cases be where the mother deserves to be, you know, I just think, I don't know. I think you guys get what I'm saying. But yeah, you know, all I wanted to do was be supported. And that's kind of why I started the podcast, just to give support and share support and be supportive with each other and to let other single fathers know that they're not alone. You know, single parenting is a challenge. And it deserves to be commended, and to all of you out there, the single mothers and the fathers, to whatever gender you identify yourself as, you deserve support and you deserve recognition. I think staying in your child's life and being there for your child is such a special and beautiful thing. So yeah, I'll read a couple more and then I'm kind of done because I'm very sick. And I'm sorry about this episode, guys. It's kind of unscripted. I'm just kind of going with the flow. Next question. You mentioned in college that you had some issues with depression. What were some of the issues that made you want to change as a person? That's a very good question and a deep one. I think one of those issues was I didn't like how things were panning out for me in my life around me. It's difficult because I want to explain, but I don't want to make excuses. At that time my parents were going through divorce and, you know, my girlfriend at the time, I was in a bad way, you know, and I was super depressed and angry and I turned into a really big asshole in college. And I felt like starting fights and chasing girls was a way to, I guess to understand, you kind of have to know my backstory. With my dad, you know, his job required us to move around a lot. So I was born in Michigan. I lived in New York. I think a little bit in California. We went to Arizona, Washington State, I went to middle school in Nebraska, and then I went to high school in Vegas, and I went to several different high schools in Vegas because of my parents' divorce. But but I remember when I came to Vegas, I'm this guy in, you know, jean shorts and, a FUBU t-shirt, you know, talking to everyone like,
"Hey guys, how's it going?"
And, you know, talking quote unquote white per se. And everyone just picked on me, you know, really. I got bullied a lot in high school because of the way I spoke and dressed and acted. I was really polite and I was really mild mannered, and I didn't know what hella meant. I thought sex was a bad word. I tell this story a lot, but I it's funny now looking back on it, but I remember I had no idea what do you want to catch a fade? I didn't know what that meant, you know? So, I remember, you know, coming from Nebraska to Vegas, I didn't know what catch a fade means. And I asked someone, "What does catch a fade mean?" And he was like, "Oh, it means, do you want to hang out?" And he's like, "Go to that guy right over there and say, hey, do you want to catch a fade?" And it was this really big football player. And I'm like, okay, well, I want to make friends. So I go up to him and I'm like, "Hey, man, you want to catch a fade?" This guy looks at me and says, "What?" This episode of the Single Father Podcast was created using Podcastle. Podcastle is truly the simplest software solution for creating your podcast. From studio quality audio and video recording to simple and intuitive editing to AI-powered features like one-click background noise removal and even voice cloning, Podcastle has you covered to make podcast creation a breeze. It really is an amazing all-in-one platform for audio and video content. You can give it a try today at podcastle.ai. All right, guys, before we continue, I just want to let every fellow podcaster tuned in right now on one of the best podcasting tools I've been using. So if you're like me and you've been spending hours on creating content for your show, we're talking show notes, timestamps, episode descriptions, articles, you name it, then Decipher AI is something you're definitely going to want to try. It's a new AI tool that just launched last year, and it's made content creation crazy easy for me. With Decipher AI, all you need to do is upload your episode transcript or audio to generate high-quality, engaging content for your podcast within minutes. No more hassle of researching, writing, and editing everything yourself, because Decipher AI does all of the heavy lifting for you. Decipher AI creates episode summaries, segment descriptions, and even pulls quotes from your episodes so you can get content creation done in half the time. The best part? Guys, it's completely free, 100% free. Try Decipher AI for free today by signing up at www.decipher.ai. And I'm like, "Yeah, do you want to catch a fade?" He's like, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, I'm going to McDonald's if you want to catch a fade, man." He's like, "I can do it right now." And I'm like, "Okay, I got time." And then I just remember smiling at him and seeing the meanest mug face I've ever seen in my life. And then the next second, I'm on the floor. He punches me square in the face. He's like, "How about that fade, Nurgle?" You know, just going crazy. And then I remember the people I asked that were laughing behind me. They're like, "Catch a fade means you want to fight, fool. Blah, 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 blah." And I just got bullied so hard in high school. I really did. You know, and I remember after that, I'm like, okay, I got to fit in. And I felt that the first time I really would fit in was kind of joining the crowd and just being a sheep, which I'm disappointed in, really. But I remember just making people laugh, and I would try to make people laugh, but it would be like, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but it wasn't like the type of thing that, like, what they were laughing about, I wasn't proud of, you know. It was just kind of being a dick and an asshole, and, you know, that's how I made people laugh. And I'm like, okay, this is what I need to do. and I need to switch things up. I can't be this mild-mannered guy anymore. I need to start saying hella. I need to start, you know, trying to be, you know, a little bit more quote-unquote black. You know, I didn't have that. My, you know, my dad's white, my mom's black, but my siblings are mixed, and even my daughter's mixed, and my child's mother's white. And I, when I went to family reunions, it was one white side and one black side. You know, I never saw race as an issue for me in my entire life. And it's funny because I remember living in Nebraska, you know, being in this mixed race family, I truthfully didn't understand what racism meant. It was only at a later age where I understood that some of the things that were happening to me when I was in middle school was racism. And I always thought it was just someone being rude, you know? And so when I came to Vegas, it was such a different culture shock, and I had to try to adapt. And I think one of the things that I regret during that time is that I didn't really stay true to myself and be myself. Yeah, maybe I saw, you know, girls maybe were attracted to that thug guy, but, you know, I think I was really comfortable just being me, the sweet guy who was romantic and, you know, innocent, and I kind of miss that aspect. And in a lot of ways, I feel like I've gotten that back where I'm, you know, more myself. And I do think, you know, Vegas has, you know, I've consumed some of the culture of Vegas, but, you know, that asshole-ish nature is kind of out of me, but it did stay with me in college. And to answer your question, you know, that's kind of what it was. And it was amplified when I went to college because of a lot of things that were going on with my family. So, you know, again, and I didn't learn what love or how to care for a woman. I didn't know any of those aspects when I went to college. So I remember just looking up college movies and learning from like Van Wilder or American Pie. And if you see those movies, it's all about chasing women and partying and doing all these things. And I tried to adapt that personality in college. And I remember it just didn't go well, you know, and I started losing really good friends. And I started just hearing things about me, just whispers about me all the time. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. I remember there were so many rumors about me at one point that are just so much negative connotation to my name. You know, if people hear my name, they just, I started going by K. I'm like, call me K. Because I felt, you know, at the time, I'm like, if people get to know Kay, then maybe they'll be more accepting when they find out that I'm Kendall. You know, it was so bad. And I remember just kind of getting overwhelmed by it. And I brought this up before, but a big, big, big piece of my life that kind of changed me was I was talking to this girl who has since passed away, unfortunately. But I was talking to this girl. And we've always been really close. She was one of the first people I met up in Reno when I went to college. Over the course of some time, her and I got really close, and then all of a sudden we just didn't speak anymore. And I remember I got a girlfriend once, and I posted her to my Instagram, and I remember it was such a horrifying day for me, because instantly when I posted her to my Instagram, that girl got flooded with messages about me. I don't know if I'd say flooded, but she got definitely a few DMs about me. And one of them was that girl that I was close with before. And she said, yeah, you know, be careful of Kendall. He's kind of an asshole and a player and blah, 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 blah. And I remember I was so distraught by it. I'm like, what the fuck? This girl that I was close with, the first girl I met up in Reno, like, how could you say this about me? I was blown away, and I remember texting her. I'm like, "What? Hey, I don't know what happened or what's going on, but I just want to let you know I forgive you for telling my girlfriend that, you know?" And I remember she responds to me, and it's something of the nature like, "Forgive me." She's like, "Kendall," I guess it's hard to repeat, but she said, "Kendall, you're not a good person. You lie, you cheat, you steal, and no one has anything good to say about you." She's like, "Even I have fallen victim to people saying things or rumors about myself, but not into the mass volume that you have." And it really, really hurt me. And I just remember also, I mean, so much of college, I was blaming other people. I'd lose a friend, I'd be like, fuck that guy. I'd lose another friend, fuck him. You know, I people would say things about them, fuck them, fuck you too, fuck it. You know what I mean? I didn't give a fuck. But that one, I think that was the first time where I'm like, fuck me, man. What am I doing? I think it, that moment, I'm like, I don't want to be this person. I'm like, you're right. I want to change. And I remember shortly after that, I got baptized. And I just remember thinking the day after my baptism, I don't feel any different. And the thing that I've learned that I try to tell people now is change takes time. It's not a light switch. It's a journey. And I just remember just desperately trying to change everything about myself to make it where I could recognize myself again, go back to that sweet, innocent boy that I was in Nebraska, you know, that young man who did have some chivalry and didn't need to fit in with a crowd. Just, I wanted to be myself again, you know, to let go of all that hate and anger that I had and just to show people who I really am. And look, that's another reason I started this podcast is because I wanted to show people a different side of me because it's hard to speak about it because I don't want it to sound like I'm making excuses. I fully accept and am aware of everything, you know, negative that I've done or people that I've hurt or whatever the case may be. And I accept that and I own it and I am more apologetic than you know, you know, just from being an asshole to everyone. But, you know, I was hurt, angry boy. Just this boy who was hurt, angry, and scared. And, you know, I'm like, I'm not that boy anymore. I'm full of love and I'm caring and I'm open. And I remember when I had my daughter, I think that really did it for me, especially being a girl. Like, I have to start showing people respect. I have to start treating everyone with respect. I don't want my daughter to be another one that hears things about me. I don't want her to be someone else who hears whispers and rumors about me. I want to be a man that she can look up to, a man that she respects, a man that she bases her future loves off of. I want to be that guy for her. And I remember that was the set in stone when I had my daughter. I'm like, I am that guy. I have to be that guy. You know, I have no choice. I will change. But not just for her, for myself. And when that girl died, I mean, it really broke me because I've always wanted just to go back to her and say, see me now, I'm different. And I still believe to this day that when I die, I don't know, I have this image in my head that she'll be there and say, you did it, you know? But yeah, I think that was the start of why I wanted to change. And my daughter was the nail in the coffin to me starting that major change in my life to being the man that I feel like I am today. And I always say this all the time to some of those people who still see me as that asshole, those opinions may be set in stone, but to others, there's more of me yet to see. And stone, you know, can also break. And if you want to rewrite your opinion of me in a different set of stones, I'm here to show you the good side of me, the vulnerable side, the man who just makes mistakes, who's human, you know? I'm now a single dad dealing with consequences of my past and, dealing with consequences of how I acted in the relationship with my child's mother. And although I will tell you that I do believe there's a lot of reasons why her mother and I broke up, but I'd be lying if I didn't say a big reason was me just being an asshole. I regret a lot of things that I did. But I'm proud of the man I am now. That being said, guys, I'm losing my voice, and I think that's about it. Again, sorry it wasn't the best of episodes. I tried to go an hour long just to make it, you know, entertaining. But I've answered a few questions. I've told you guys a few stories, and I have to go rest my voice. I really don't feel good. But thank you guys for joining me on another episode, and thank you for letting me vent with you. It's amazing that I have a group of people who are able to support me and we can support each other. And once again, follow us on social media at the Single Father Podcast, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, And of course, like, subscribe where the podcast is available, anywhere you enjoy podcasts. You know, subscribe, leave a review, comment. It really helps. It really does. Join our Patreon. If you like what you hear and you want to join me back next week, join the Patreon. Become a supporter of the podcast. Like I said, it's a price of a cup of coffee every month. $5 a month. What's that to you? You know, by the way, I mean, if it's a lot to you, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm just asking. But yeah, there's different tiers that you can sign up with. And I would love to have you guys to join the Patreon and join the community. Thank you guys so much for being a part of today's show. And I look forward to seeing you guys next time. Make sure if you want to be a guest on the podcast, you email me at hello@vimpact.org. In the subject line, write guests. And same goes for if you want to write in a question. You know, as you see, I have a ton of room for questions because I kind of give long answers. And I thought this would be a rapid fire type of thing where I'd answer a ton of questions, but I have a lot of stories to tell. So thank you guys for writing in those questions. Email me, be there with me, and I'll see you guys next week. This is the Single Father Podcast. I am your host, Kendall Doniker, aka Father DZ. Until next time, bye-bye.
The Single Father Podcast with Kendall Doniker is a weekly show that explores the joys, challenges, and triumphs of being a single dad. Join us as we share stories, offer advice, and provide support to other single fathers. Follow us to stay up to date on new episodes and to connect with other single dads in our community. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and leave a review.